Blog Talk Radio.
One time. Yo, all I need is one mic, one beat, one stage, one nigga front, my face on the front page. Only if I had one gun, one girl and one crib, one God to show me how to do things his son did. Pure, like a cup of virgin blood, mixed with 151, one sip will make a nigga flip. Writing names on my hollow tips, plotting shit, mad violence, who I'm gon' body, this hood politics is allergy. Need bodies chopped up in garbages, seeds watch us, grow up and try to follow us, police watch us, roll up and try knocking us. One knee I ducked, could it be my time is up? With my luck, I got up, the cop shot again. Bust stop glass burst, a fiend drops a Heineken. Ricocheting between the spots that I'm hiding in. Blacking out, I shoot back, fuck getting hit. This is my hood, I'm a rap to the death of it. So everybody come on, little niggas is grown. Look rats, don't abortion your wound. We need more warriors soon. Sit from the stars, sun and the moon. And it's like a police chase, the street sweepers and coppers. Stick up kids with no conscience, leaving victims with doctors. If you really think you ready to die, when nine's out, this is what nine's about, nigga, the time is now.
All I need is one mic.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need, niggas. All I need is one mic. All I need is one blunt, one page, and one pen, one prayer. Tell God, forgive me for one sin. Matter of fact, maybe more than one. Look back at all the hatred against me. Fuck all of them. Jesus died at age 33. That's 33 shots from twin Glocks and 16 apiece. That's 32, which means one of my guns was holding 17. 27 hit your crew, 6 went into you. Everybody gotta die sometime. Hope your funeral never gets shot up. Bullets tear through the innocent, nothing is fair. Niggas roll up, shooting from wheelchairs. My heart is racing, tasting revenge in the air. I let this shit slide for too many years, too many times now. I'm strapped with a couple of Macs, too many nines. If y'all niggas really with me, get busy, load up the semis. Do more than just hold it, explode the clip until you empty. There's nothing in our way. They bust, we bust, they rush, we rush. Let's fly and feel it. I feel it in my gut that we take these bitches to war. Lie them down, cause we stronger now, my nigga. This time is now.
All I need is one mic. That's all I need, nigga. That's all I need. All I need is one mic. All I need is one mic. That's all a nigga needed to his thing, no. All I need is one mic.
All I need is one life, one try, one breath. I'm one man, what I stand for, speak for itself. They don't understand, they wanna see me on top. Too egotistical, talking all that slick shit the same way these bitches do. Wonder what my secret is. Niggas will move on you only if they know what your weaknesses. I have none, too late to grab guns. I'm
good evening, everybody. We back once again live on Speak On It on blogtalk.com/speakonit11, Blog Talk Radio. This is the Lauder Hill Legend. We are live again on another Thursday night. Glad to be here with you all. I got my co-host Cornell and
what's
Celebration
on,
here on the line with me. Everybody, y'all say what's up. Listen up, tonight we got a great show for you. We're going to talk about the NFL, of course. We're going to talk about Colin Kaepernick, who, unless you've been under a rock, on another planet, is the biggest thing in sports and entertainment and the news today. If you don't know, Colin Kaepernick is a former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers who took a stand for injustices to black men in this country and kneeled down for the national anthem and has caused an uproar and a division in America. Also, we're going to talk about some NFL predictions. We're going to talk about who has the strongest and the weakest division, the Patriots, Cowboys, Steelers, and Packers. We're going to talk about them. And also, we're going to talk about this proposed NFL boycott and if it would do anything at all.
Yeah. No. Lies.
This upcoming season. Also, we're going to talk about the State of the University of Miami and Nikosi Perry, the quarterback who I think is going to bring the University of Miami back into prominence and into a national championship. And also, we got Casey Weldon, son, at quarterback also, and he's looking good, they are saying. We're going to talk about Vince Wilfork, great, retired from the Patriots. And also, we're going to have our entertainment news and I got something to add to the entertainment news before we go to this short break. Celebration, did you hear about Trina and Lanny?
Oh, yeah. We're gonna talk about
Trina, the baddest female dog rapper in Miami. We're gonna talk about
shots
her at
fired.
It got pretty intense last night on IG and Facebook Live. pretty intense. But basically we're gonna talk about sports, so please stay tuned. We got a great show ahead of us tonight, so please make sure you stay with us. We loving every minute of it. We back on the radio. I got Cornell back. We took a brief siesta. Give me a big shout out. Give me some claps for applause for Cornell, man.
Hey.
Cornell is back.
Come on, so, Pat.
Make sure you call in. You can call in at 929-477-3686. Again,
man,
that's 929-477-3686. Even though that applause was late, Cornell, it was much better. We're glad to have you back. We're gonna go to break right now, y'all. We're going to go to a short break. We'll be right back.
Let the band deal with this. M.I.A. style. Old school. Okay. Okay, what's up? Shut up. Okay, what's up? Okay, shut up. Okay, what's up? Right around in my brand new 99 Volvo. I got a pocket full of beans, so weed ain't got no place to go, though. But all my boys and boys, they know, though. That's for sure, though.
Are those
bigger
white jeans you're wearing?
Hell nah, ho, you know they polo. I've been used again, accused again. This time been rolling top or something done by one of my using friends. Soon as they seen the mess, hit the season it was in. Hell, cause they ain't feeling me, but I understand and they reason being. See, but I'm the man for this. While y'all was doing fine, I was doing time just praying for this. Locked up, make a plan for this. Without all that fancy shit, way too advanced for this. Got polo socks, tank tops, and drawers up under my pants. Shit. Shut up, okay, what's up? Shut up, okay, what's up?
All right, everybody, we back. Welcome to another great show here on Speak On It Live. Again, those of you that want to tune in, that are tuned in, we're at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakonit11. And, of course, our call-in number is 929-477-3686. So make sure you call in. Again, that's 929-477-3686. Enough of that. We're going to get in. Cornell, you there? You there, partner?
Yeah, I'm here.
Tell me your thoughts on this Kaepernick situation, man. What's going on with this? The man walked away from 14 mil, didn't he?
That's what I don't understand. That's the only thing I fought him for. Why would you opt out that contract?
I don't understand why he opted out of that either.
He must have got some bad information. But it was guaranteed money, right?
I don't know if it was guaranteed or not.
Well, if it wasn't guaranteed, I think they would have cut it. But
where's our research crew?
They're going to come in. They'll be back in a second. I know that. They just came back. They just told me it was not guaranteed money. It was not all guaranteed.
They'd have probably cut him. But
why? His stats weren't that bad.
Yeah. Just owning the Miami Dolphins.
Mm-hmm. Say that again now.
I came within a hair of this owning the Miami Dolphins. Because you tell it, you got this man who, by all accounts, said he wanted to play. Said he was going to stand up for the flag and all that. But you go get a guy who you know for a fact didn't want to play, that his wife had to convince him to take $10 million for a year.
And he was retired, wasn't he?
Yeah, he retired.
Yes.
And the best year he had, see, this is the problem I have with that, man. Kaepernick played last year. I think he played about 12 games.
That's about right.
Touchdowns. He threw 16 touchdowns and 4 picks. Now, you say, but they were losing. He wasn't winning games. But then you go sign Jay Cutler. The best chance he had was with Adam Gase, the head coach, the offensive coordinator.
How many years ago?
Chicago. That was some years ago. He threw 21
That's
touchdowns, 11 picks, and they went 6-9. But they say he had a good year. But they don't count the losses against him. But when Kaepernick goes 16-4, they say, but they weren't winning. But he went 21 for 11 and went 6-9, but he had a good year. You see what I'm saying? It'll be better if they just come out and say, hey, man, we ain't going to give you no job because of what you do. And you'll respect them more.
I don't think that's – you're never going to get it like that. I mean, not in 2017. See,
but because I talked to two good friends yesterday, and I looked at it from their side. And when you got a job, you can't do what you want to do on your job. I know if I do certain things, I'm going to get fired. And that's his job. Now, when you protest, you got to be willing to give up. So if you protest and lose your job, then that was part of the sacrifice. Now, I think he all right. I think he comes off like a smart guy. He don't seem like no dummy with his money. I looked at my he's worth $22 million.
He's straight.
Maybe it's something bigger for you out here than football. And I believe 20 years from now they'll look at him like they did Muhammad Ali. Because everybody hated Ali until he stopped talking.
That's right.
So I believe in 20 more years they'll say, oh, see, he was such a big hero. They hated Martin Luther King while he was doing his thing. Hmm. But then when he got killed, he was one of the greatest Americans ever lived.
And he became a martyr, you know. And
right.
Well, here's my thing with this, with the Miami thing. I knew that once those pictures of him with the Castro shirt.
It
was going to be all downhill from there.
He ain't coming to Miami. Not with that. That's not going to happen. I'm going to be honest with y'all.
I kind of figured that too. But here's the thing. That's the problem. And this is just my opinion. You know, I know this don't reflect on nobody else. How come if you piss off the black fans, it don't matter? You can piss off. Everybody else get pissed off and you'll take action. But the black dollar don't mean nothing to you.
Nope.
You don't even respect. Because you got a bunch of black people that support it. But if
because
the
black
man,
dollar.
Well,
the black dollar doesn't boycott, Cornell. Think about it.
It don't do a fan no good to boycott watching the NFL. Them TV deals already signed. The ones
you got their money already.
The one is 70% of the African Americans that's in there. That's
it. And you know, then that's if they feel that way. I see what you're saying, but I just don't believe that. Since we're getting into it now, I just don't believe that anybody is going to boycott. I see these guys on Facebook, and I honestly I almost fall out laughing because these are diehard.
Everybody at
football.
The game right now.
They're diehard football watchers. I know them by week 8 or week 9. They will be in front of a beer eating a plate of chicken wings at Brew's Room watching the game. I know that.
Most definitely.
I know that. I mean,
if you think you ain't gonna watch it,
You've been watching it all your life. You know what I mean?
You need to go stop cold turkey now.
You are. And the NFL, and I got students that are in the NFL. I do. And I'm not going to stop watching them. And I know, and I don't think that they're going to boycott. I really don't. I haven't talked to them about it. I don't want to put them on the spot like that. I wouldn't dare call them on this show or something like that, even though I could probably get them on here. I'm not putting them on the spot like that because it's not fair to them. But like I said last week, it's to each his own. Everyone got their own opinion about it. I mean, you said it best, Cornell. When you decide to protest, you know you lose something. If you protest at your job, you might lose your job, you know, and that's part of it, you know, and that's it. But martyrs go out for things that they believe in, and that's what a true martyr is going out for something that they believe in. And that's what he's doing now. And
it's a noble cause. Like, it's not nothing frivolous. He's really speaking on something that matters, so he gets respect for it. Got to respect
He has to understand it's a consequence behind every action. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's just that. It's a consequence behind every action now. Whether it's
protest,
negative or positive.
When you protest, you willing to risk something. And
maybe
you're
taking a chance.
NFL, but NFL,
you know,
say all be all to life.
Well, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I'm just gonna say something that I said to my wife last year. The minute he kneeled down, I said that he ain't playing in the NFL
again.
He
done.
I said
that. I said he's done. I can tell you
who I am done with. He was one of my favorite University of Miami players.
Oh God, I know.
Ray Cole Lewis.
Ray Lewis.
You gonna call the man a coon, Cornell. On the radio, I'ma say Ray Cole Lewis. Nah, come on, man.
He one of them people, when I hear him talk, he one of them people that sound smart but stupid.
Poor thing.
Well, he speaks with so much passion, but he speaks in circles. And you see, you make no sense of what you're saying. And then you flip back and forth.
Well, you know what? It's funny you say that, and we're going to go to a quick break. We got some callers holding, and I need to talk to them before they come on. Because this is a very intense subject, and I hate to have to hang up on somebody tonight. But, you know, it's funny you say that about Ray Lewis. Before you do, I got a quick Ray Lewis story to tell. When I was working at the Atlanta Fulton County Jail, Ray Lewis was going through his murder charge. No, I was there, man. I was there when he was going through his murder charge. And I was in there with my supervisor, and when he had to be interviewed for our pretrial program, and my director, never forget, man, director asked him, said, sir, Mr. Ray Lewis, sir, do you go by any aliases? Oh. And Ray Lewis tapped his lawyer on the shoulder and said, what does that mean? So, at that point, I knew what I was dealing with. That's why when I hear what he say, I already know. Cause see, I've been around him at the lowest. That was at the lowest point of his life. That was the lowest point of his life. And I was right there, you know. So that's my Ray Lewis story. Hey, everybody! It's a lot of here. Legend here with Cornell and Celebration Live on Speak On It Radio, blogtalkradio.com/Speak On It 11. We're gonna take a small break. We'll be right back at you in 1 minute.
We the best music.
Oh, this what we doing here?
Another one.
I might have to put on my jewelry for this one.
Rape talk. Oh, we talking that rape talk. Safe talk. Here we go, talking that safe talk.
Major key alert.
Oh, we good now. Oh, we good now.
Major bag alert.
DJ Khaled.
I got the keys. I got the keys. I got them keys. I got them keys. We go to court and plead the fifth. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got them keys. I got them keys.
Niggas always asking me the key. Till you own your own, you can't be free. Till you own your own, you can't be me. How we still slaves in 2016. Keep the light, keep it bad coming. Every night another bad coming. I ain't been asleep since 96. I ain't seen the back of my list. I've been speeding through life. bike with no safety belt. One on one with the corner with no safety help. I perform like Josh Norman. I ain't normal, nigga. Just a project, nigga. Out in Beverly Hills, California, nigga. That race talk. That's fun, nigga. Special golf talk here. All my niggas from the mud, damn near. All my niggas millionaires. We gon' take it there, I swear. You gon' think a nigga psychic. You ain't seen nothing like this. I should probably copyright this. I promise they ain't gon' like this.
I got some keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, I'm pleading to film. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chunks. I got some keys, keys, keys. I got some keys, keys, keys. Radar, radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar. Switch. Radar, radar, oh, oh, you ain't on my radar. Switch. Radar, radar, no, no, you ain't on my radar. Switch. Oh, oh, your bitches ain't even on my radar.
Got a battery low, it's like fucking charges. Pile out the courtroom, like what charges? Big pimping on your court staff. In case y'all ain't noticed, I ain't lost yet. Y'all know it's one to one, soon as you hit it.
Right.
Y'all know the difference, right? From rap facts to fiction, right? Sheet. Real life, I'm like hoes. Real life, I'm like bells. In real life, they like me. In real life, I'm like, no. My swag different. That bag different, huh? My wife, Beyonce. I brag different, huh? My baby blue. What else? I dream in color. What else? That's too much flavor. What else? I don't rap to suckers. God bless you all. I only talk special talk. I only talk special car. Said I only talk special.
I got some keys, keys, keys. 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 We go to court, I'm pleading to film. I know the judge, I'ma shoot him some chips. I got some keys, keys, keys. I got some keys, keys, keys.
Radar, radar, oh, bitches ain't even on my radar. Switch. Radar, radar, oh, you ain't on my radar.
Okay, I don't know what kind of music we listen to. We need to talk to the producer about that. What was that? Was that the Migos, the Migos? Is that who we listen to? Anyway, we back on the radio. We're live. We talked about Colin Kaepernick and the San Francisco 49ers. It is the biggest thing that's going on in the news today. You got people. I'm going to share a Facebook post from a friend of mine. I'm going to say his full name on the radio. That's Brian Hall, Coach Jabba, if you know him from the St. Thomas Aquinas circles, the mighty, mighty St. Thomas Aquinas Raiders.
Oh.
But if just, Brian Hall said it best. And without even, I won't even tell you his skin color, because I even though it shouldn't matter, it would matter. He said, I don't care. I hope Kaepernick gets signed with somebody just so everybody can shut up already about it, because I'm sick and tired of seeing that same clip with him and Frank Gore on Facebook over and over and over again. And I feel the same way, ladies and gentlemen. I do. I feel the same way. I hope somebody signs, seriously, so this mess is over with. I really do. Get it over with, ladies and gentlemen. That's just my thoughts on it. I got a caller from Atlanta, Georgia. He go by the name of Coach Martin. Coach Martin, are you on?
I'm on.
Coach Martin, go on and give me your thoughts. Give us your thoughts on this whole situation.
Well, I'm going to come at y'all from a little bit different perspective. I'm going to come at you from a coach's perspective. So the issue is there's no team in the NFL that runs where he runs. See, the reason why he had success last year is because he had the right coach. I mean, you've talked about this many times. He had the right coach. There's not a coach in the NFL that does what he does. That's why he's not signed. I give you a parallel. When Vic got out of prison, you know me and you are a huge Vic fan from when we was in Atlanta.
True.
Vic got a job right away because Vic could throw. Vic was coming out of – Vic thrived in the West Coast offense under Andy Reid. Okay? Vic situation was worse than Kaepernick, right? Me and you was in Atlanta when all that went down, remember?
Mm-hmm.
But Vic came out, and because he could throw the ball from the pocket, because he still ran a 4-3, he had a job. Kaepernick can't. If Chip Kelly had a job today, Kaepernick would have a job. There's not an offense in the NFL that does what he does. That's why he doesn't have a job. And also, by the way, that $14 million was guaranteed, by the way. He just was stupid.
So, so, what, It was guaranteed?
It was guaranteed. He was stupid. He was stupid. It was guaranteed. He was going to keep him. He was stupid. He had bad advice. He was stupid.
Wow.
So that's to me. Did Jay Cutler get signed because he throws the ball? Why?
Hold on, let me say this. Look like the Dolphins run that kind of spread off option.
No, they don't.
Yeah,
the coach they had before.
I don't think Tannehill will do it.
Tommy, listen. The coach that they have now doesn't. The coach they had before did. The guy
you
they had
what?
Before this guy did it. The guy they got now came from Denver. That's not the offense they
run. Exactly. Yeah, they ran it last year. This is second year now.
Listen. So you're telling me
that it's an issue of his ability of fitting in. It don't have nothing to do with him kneeling down. That's what you're saying.
In my opinion, no. Because look at Vic. How many people were acting up on? How many people were acting up with Vic?
Hold on.
It was not worth it.
I'm gonna tell you. You know, it's the difference between Vic and Kaepernick. Vic.
What's the difference?
Pissed off a lot of people.
Dude, Vic went to prison.
Hold on. Yeah, he went to prison. But this dude took a knee during these times of war, and everybody went to talk about how he could disrespect the flags and he disrespected our soldiers over fighting over there for his freedom. And
so you're telling me that white America disrespects the country, then disrespect dogs. I'm a soldier, so I take it very personal. Tommy's dad's
right.
A soldier. So I understand that. What I'm saying is, you're telling me that a man that's committed no crimes, that the man that has broken no rules technically, can't get a job, and the guy who went to prison has a felony for fighting a dog?
Because I'm telling you, it's a guy that came in the league that had a DUI and killed somebody.
That's Dante Stallworth.
He got a guy.
Hardy beat the crap out of his old lady. Your boy beat his kid, and everybody was in the uproar. But here's the thing: once them sponsors start backing out, because everybody else went to talking about he's disrespecting the country. It's one thing to disrespect the dog or somebody else, but when a certain group of people feel like country and this flag, how dare you disrespect this country where you making all this money? Who are you to do that?
I mean, I understand your point.
Everybody looking at what he was doing. Nobody ever talked about why he was doing it.
I understand what you're saying. I think there's a little bit of blackball stuff going on. I think there's a little bit of blacklist stuff going on. But my point is, if a team thought that he could help him, if they had the right coach, he'd have a job. If Andy Reid needed a quarterback, he'd be on that team.
I don't believe that.
Let me ask you this. Go ahead. Go get your point in.
Go ahead.
Then he go to. He went
down to Baltimore. Anytime the fans want something, the owners say we can't run our organization for what our fans want. We run our organization because we feel what's best for our organization. Now the owner had a town hall meeting for the fans and the sponsors. When you ever seen that?
The reason why I got to disagree with you, because that owner has to tread lightly because he welcomed back Ray Rice with open arms to the NFL, went ballistic on him. So he can't just do what he wanted to. He was welcomed back, and then the video showed up, and then the NFL went crazy.
Okay, I tell you what. If you don't want to sign him, don't hold no press conference. Just don't sign him. What you need to hold a press conference for?
I mean, I agree with you. It's grandstanding.
I think Ray Lewis got him out of that job. I really do. I think Ray Lewis had the power to go in there and be like, yeah, yeah, nay.
And you can't have it both ways. You can't say he ain't playing because of his ability and then say it's a little bit of blackball.
I coach quarterbacks. I think that,
I understand.
In my opinion, well, in my opinion, if it was a team that runs what he runs, then he would be signed. If Chip Kelly was still in the league, he would be signed. If Andy Reid needed a quarterback, he would be signed. I think the teams that need quarterbacks, and I agree with you, Tommy, the Dolphins might have had, because they're running some stuff similar, might have had a shot. But then I think Jay Cutler was like, I'll play. And that changed that. Because if Jay Cutler didn't say, I'll play, they probably would have signed Kaepernick.
I'm sorry. I just – when the Castro shirt did it for me in South Florida. You're going to kill that fan base.
That probably did it too. And look,
you're going to kill that fan base.
The problem with Kaepernick is this. It's not what he did. Because, like I said, I'm a soldier. I understand. I take it personally. I understand. The problem was he explained what he was trying to do like an idiot. He didn't explain what he was trying to do. If he was saying, look, besides white America, there's some stuff going on out here that I don't like. There's some stuff going on that's not right. There's some people of color that's getting taken out. Then, but he's talking about the stuff he's talking about. He's stumbling over himself. If you can't be articulate, then you're like, you're an idiot. Get out of here.
No, so man. I don't know what you were thinking. No, that man told him why he was kneeling. Come on,
dude,
man.
Listen, when they first asked him why he was kneeling, he completely sounded like an idiot. When he cleaned it up later. At first, he couldn't even tell you why he was kneeling. He cleaned it up later.
I have to see that video.
Research it. I'm telling you, research it. You know I pay attention to
research
stuff.
Team.
Research it.
Well,
When he first did it, they asked him why. He was talking about.
I don't know.
What he was talking about was the way America treats minorities and all of that, okay? But then the soldiers was like, well, what does that got to do with us? Like, if you want to talk about police brutality.
It ain't got nothing to do with y'all. He always said he ain't disrespecting the soldiers.
But
he
what I'm saying is when he first came out.
I respect anybody who go over there and sign up to join the military. But at the same time, as a black man, I just could never understand how I can go over here and risk my life for some freedoms in another country or another people that I can.
Well, I mean, not to go off on the military tangent, but the bottom line is that somebody got to protect you.
Well, hey, yeah, and I appreciate it because I ain't going to do it.
Somebody got to protect you.
And I swear on everything I love, I
just
serve
my kids
and
do.
You know what?
We got some more callers, though. We're going to have to
invite Coach Martin back on there because I appreciate your
different perspective.
I do, too. I appreciate it. I really do. But we're going to thank you, Coach Martin. We're going to go to our next caller. Put the next call in, producer. Can you put the next one in, please? Yeah. Who we got on the line? You live on the line. Speak to
man, this is Bart, the GM, one of the former hosts don't speak on it. I'm like, man, y'all got me waiting for a minute. I'm going to have to come back.
Oh, man.
I'm going to have to come back another night and host another show. But, you know,
Contract negotiations.
But honestly speaking, a year ago when Kaepernick did it, I said, you know what? I can agree with his protest, but it's not going to end well for him. Number two, I got to disagree with the caller. The contract was restructured. It was $14.5 million. It wasn't guaranteed. However, I do feel that he should have played the preseason He said he was going to do a lot of things. My thing is your actions speak louder than words. Go in. Show the people that you're dedicated. Ball out in the preseason. So if San Francisco does decide to cut you, there are 31 other teams that saw what you did all through training camp, all through the preseason. My personal opinion, I felt like he should not have opted out. You know, he should not have done that. Now, speaking on the Miami Dolphins situation, you know, they lose Tannehill. So now you're in a – Miami went to the playoffs last year. You're in a win right now situation. And the coaching staff is not fully confident that Matt Moore can take the team to the playoffs. And I don't think Matt Moore is capable of taking the Dolphins to the playoffs. So if they sign Kaepernick, Matt Moore has to start the season. If Matt Moore goes down –
Nobody on that team has proven they can take the Dolphins to the playoffs because I haven't seen them go to the playoffs but once in the last couple of years.
Tannehill took them to the playoffs.
I don't think Jay Cutler can take them to the playoffs.
He showed
I don't
him.
Either. Well, the problem is not the quarterback at the Dolphins. The problem is the head coach. You need to look at the head coach. They got a head coach that never played college football. He never played professional football.
Come on.
It's got something to do with it. He's a product. This coach is a product of the coaching line, okay? He came in under some popular guys who told some other popular guys about him, and he got the job. He's not successful. It's just proven, and that's just my opinion.
Well, Tommy, you can't say that, Coach. The man went to the playoffs in his first year. So you can't say he ain't successful.
How many games he won in the playoffs?
When the last time the Dolphins went to the playoffs?
No, he didn't win any, right?
Right.
He had a backup quarterback, and I do think if the tables were turned, I do feel if Tannehill had played that game, Miami would have been successful. Matt Moore had three straight turnovers in the red zone.
And all three
of those plays could have been touchdowns.
I'm not a Tannehill fan, but
me
I
neither.
Saw the difference
me
between
neither.
Tannehill under what's the coach look like, the Adams family guy? He almost looked like Larry Cooper.
I forgot his name. I know you're talking about. I know exactly.
You talking about Joe Philbin?
Yeah.
I saw
Tannehill grow from last year to his first year under Adam Gates.
I mean, if you know Tannehill, you know he played a receiver in
wide
high school.
Right.
I mean, and in college, I'm sorry. He was a wide receiver in college, so he out of position anyway, and he getting paid all that money. All right, we got to go to the next caller. Go on and put the next caller in for me, please.
Hold on, sir,
we got to go to the next caller, sir.
Reclaiming his time.
Speak your mind, caller. You on the line. Speak your mind.
Is it showtime?
Yeah, you on. Speak your mind, sir. Go ahead.
I may have caught half of the conversation. But did I hear my boy say that Colin Kaepernick will be looked at in the same eyes as Muhammad Ali in 20 years?
You heard me say that. And I don't mean as the greatest quarterback. Because in my honest opinion, Muhammad Ali wasn't the greatest boxer. What made him great was the thing outside of the ring. Muhammad Ali ain't nothing that Holyfield didn't do. Both of them won the title three times. I didn't get to see Muhammad Ali, and anybody who's under 60 years old,
you saw him get knocked out by
Larry Holmes. Ain't no different than watching these kids that's 12 years old that telling you Michael Jordan the greatest player. You never seen him play. Knock it off. What I'm saying is, the sacrifice Muhammad Ali made in the prime of his career and what he stood up for, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying on a you know, he's going to be the greatest quarterback. Cause, you know, everybody called Muhammad Ali the greatest boxer. And a lot told enough.
Yeah.
A lot told enough can become the truth. If you repeat
Let me tell you something.
Go ahead.
Just talking about Ali. If Ali would have went out and never won another fight, they wouldn't be talking about Ali like he was, like we do now. The fact about Ali is that Ali went out and kicked people behind.
Yeah,
Tannehill ain't gonna be kicking anybody behind.
That's null and void. But what I'm saying is
No, it's relevant. That's why he's the martyr he is. No, they wouldn't be. You think he's the only person that took stands? He had a platform. But guess what? If he'd have lost his next two fights and would have never been heard from again, what that platform wouldn't be as big as it is right now.
Well, the same people who call him the greatest right now hated his guts back then.
He also was a humanitarian. I mean, he became a humanitarian.
Well, Kaepernick's a humanitarian. He just spent $1 million of his own money.
Exactly.
African kids.
That's what he's going to be recognized for 20 years from now.
To ex-convicted, to echo, they'll have something nice to wear to a job in.
He donated money to the meal on wheels.
Ex-convict. When they get out, they'll have a nice suit to wear to go to a job in.
I'm gonna share something with y'all.
Do y'all know that up until about two and a half, three years ago, Kaepernick didn't even consider himself a black person?
I don't care.
Lies.
And he told y'all he wasn't never black.
Say
what?
Y'all rolled Tiger Woods' jock to the end. And he said he wasn't black at all. It's an insult to call him black.
He pledged
Kappa in college, and that's, you know, he couldn't really, I don't believe that part. He didn't claim he was black.
Okay, well,
come on, man.
Tommy, William,
this man saying Maria's name on the radio, boss. No, you ain't got to do all of that, Dad. The feds might be listening. So, well, on that note, we're going to go to the next caller. We got another caller.
Cut me off.
Don't
be saying how you don't care, because we will cut you off now. Last four digits, 1876. 1876.
Hey.
You on the line. Are you on the line, 1876?
How about the Dolphins?
He's on the line, ladies and gentlemen.
How about the Dolphins?
How about the Dolphins?
What's the halftime now? Y'all don't have any comments on the game?
No.
Not at all.
It's preseason.
What's
the first series, though?
Y'all saw Matt Moore and a couple of series of the starters. How did they do today?
Well, we don't know. We got some people on here that's exhibiting an NFL boycott. Some of them not watching the game.
Who boycott
the NFL? But you know what? Let me share this point about an NFL boycott.
Right there, the one that's talking.
I asked a buddy of mine who used to play in the NFL, what does he think about an NFL boycott, and he could not support the NFL boycott. Gave him an opportunity to provide for his family that a way that a regular 9-to-5 would not have, by buying his parents a house, provided for his wife and kids. So, you know, but the NFL has done that for plenty of black athletes, including college Kaepernick. So how successful would a boycott be?
Listen, the NFL did not provide him anything. His athletic ability provided him that, and a little bit of luck here and there, because there's been a whole lot of brothers got hurt. They had the ability. They got hurt in college. So the NFL did not provide him that. The NFL is a business. The NFL paid him proportionally on how much money that they made off of him. So I can't go with that they gave me this. They ain't giving you nothing.
It's busy.
He earned. Yeah, and another thing you guys got to factor in is those guys are basically independent contractors. You know, it's not like you and I who work for a company. No, they independent contractors. So, you know, I think it's a lot of fear there that if somebody speak up, which I got no problem with Cap doing what he's doing, but I understand what some of these players are going through. I believe there's a fear there that if they speak up, they might lose their job too.
Here's the thing, man. The thing they're doing to Kaepernick right now. And I hate to bring this analogy in it, but it's almost like you take the runaway slave and hang him in front of the rest of the slaves. Like, all right, now try this here.
Oh, Cornell. Cornell.
Punishment ain't for the dude that's doing it. It's to let the other
right.
people know, okay, try this here again.
They
lynching
him.
I ain't even going to say the word. Well, why do y'all get out here and try this again and watch and see what happens?
If Kaepernick didn't wear the Castro jersey, will he be in a Dolphin uniform right now? I think he will be. I don't think it had nothing to do with taking the heat. I think the Castro jersey, I think the Castro shirt did it.
I don't think they paid attention to that so much. You ain't gonna
bring that to South Florida. All us grew up in South Florida. You know better than that. ain't no way in the world. That ain't happening.
Well, time out. Let's just talk about Kaepernick as a quarterback.
Would he fit in that offense? Minority owners.
Would he fit in that offense? Would he fit in that offense?
Steven Ross would have given him a chance, though.
I'm not asking about the owner and what his feelings about it. He came out and said, yeah, he accepts it. But he knew that the team wasn't going to go after Cap. But would Cap fit in that offense better than the guy they just brought down?
I think so. Because how did Tannehill get hurt?
Practicing.
Running the ball.
Hurt?
Yeah, he was running the ball.
But he didn't get hit.
Listen, hear me out. Jay Cutler is not a mobile quarterback. How many times you seen they want to use Ryan Tanner here athleticism for? They want to roll him out, use him in the read option. That's what they were doing with
Tannehill was nowhere as mobile as Kaepernick was in San Francisco.
Exactly.
That's why I'm saying
he could have fit in that offense.
I see your point, but I mean, when Cutler had the opportunity to play with Gase, he put up some pretty decent numbers, correct?
He threw 26 touchdowns and 11 picks, and they went 6-9.
He put up some pretty decent numbers when he played for Adam Gase, correct?
You heard what I just said.
He threw for 36.
I'm asking you to answer the question. Did he put up some pretty decent numbers
I'm gonna tell you how they say about Cap, because Cap threw 16 touchdowns and 4 interceptions, but they were losing. So they say WF is stat. So they went 6-9. They didn't win. No, he didn't have no decent. They didn't make the playoffs.
The answer is no.
Six and nine ain't no decent year.
Yeah, but
not at all.
I mean, you got a team. You got to have a team too,
The quarterback gets all the credit and all the blame.
Dan Marino obviously wasn't a good quarterback either. Then, right? Because he ain't never won.
I ain't no Dan Marino fan. Dan Marino a choke artist. He ain't never won.
All right, but let's not pretend football is not a team.
It's not a team sport, too, now. Come on.
Hold on. Let me ask you something.
Go ahead.
When they talk about the New England Patriots, who they talk about?
Brady.
When they talk about the Green Bay Packers,
and the head
who they talk about? When they talk about the Green Bay Packers, who they talk about?
Aaron Rodgers.
When they talk about the New Orleans Saints, they talk about Drew Brees. The quarterback, whether he's fair or unfair, he's going to take the most credit and the most blame, and that's it. Just like
those two quarterbacks are miles away from who we discussing right now. I mean, you can agree with that, right?
I agree with that. But that's apples and oranges. What I'm saying is, the quarterback, whether it's fair or not, is going to get the most credit. Didn't nobody talk about Clayton and Duper? They talk about Marino. He's going to get the most credit, whether it's fair or not, and he's going to get the blame, whether it's fair or not.
Clayton and Duper in the Hall of Fame, though.
No.
Agreed, but just from a logistic standpoint, all right, you can plug and play this guy into your offense immediately, right? Wouldn't you agree with that?
Ooh, Kaepernick,
Cutler.
Oh no,
can you install him in your offense right away?
And you would go 6-9, 7-10, 7-9.
Yeah, but who else you got out there that's gonna give you more?
Aiden Nader at the best. If I'm the Dolphins and I'm running this business, I can go 8-8 with Cap and give him less than 10 million. Cause he ain't got no legs stand on.
I don't think the Dolphins would go eight and eight with him.
Yeah, you mean to tell me you can just install Kaepernick in this week and the Dolphins gonna go 8-8?
You believe that? Why would you think you can do it with Jay Cutler? Well, in his best year, he went six and nine. Listen, man, I don't know how hard Mel Kiepernick got to tell you, it takes more than six and ten. You had to go six and ten or seven and nine. Yeah, seven and six and ten.
Damn.
If you were that good a quarterback and he didn't get paid top notch money, how many good quarterbacks you know on their third team?
Well, then Tampa Bay need to get rid of Jameis Winston then too then,
Jameis Winston's been playing for 3 years.
Why?
Jameis Winston
played for four different teams. What's the point? Brett Favre played on four different teams.
Brett Favre,
come on, man. It just makes sense. You married to a quarterback, right? You live and die.
Huh?
You live and die to your quarterback. It just makes sense for Adam Gase to make this kind of move. Let me ask y'all this.
Y'all remember when the housing market crashed?
06.
Uh-huh.
2006.
Yep.
2006.
Nah, George Bush ain't had nothing to do with that, but he got blamed for it because he the president.
Oh my God!
And when you the quarterback of the team, the wins and the losses, that fall on your head. You and the head coach.
Agreed.
I don't care.
Agreed.
That's like, this a whole team thing. That's why you make the most money. That's why you get the most endorsement, and that's why you get paid the most. It's a lot that comes with it. I felt
he was more of a fit for maybe Baltimore than Miami.
I would feel like it's Miami because they ran the same kind of spread up, you know?
No. I mean, they enhanced that, but Tannehill's more of a pocket guy than he is.
Oh, my goodness.
Y'all can have that running back. I just don't believe it. I like a 250-pound quarterback that's 6'5", that can sling.
With blonde hair,
and I know somebody else that does, and he has a YouTube channel that a lot of y'all might want to look at. Listen, we're going to wind down. We got 5 minutes left before we wind down tonight.
Yeah.
I know we didn't get to anything else that was on schedule, but this was some very.
Can I get, hold on.
You ain't on schedule.
Can I get a bet on the Mayweather fight? I'm calling for a knockout by Mayweather.
Oh, man, come on, this ain't
Bucks,
homie.
$20 before I get off.
See, Dave,
we don't do any gambling. It's a family show. This is a family show.
Scott. Hey, boy, you don't remember nobody. Boy, I told you, Cordell don't remember nobody.
Cordell, he gonna talk about $20. His first knockout in his career. I'm talking about money with this McGregor cat. What is it? August 28th?
All right. Well, we're going to have to cut his mic off because he's cutting into my time. Let's go.
We got
to do some entertainment stories tonight.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? We all over the place.
This man Mike just got cut off, bro. He had to cut
Mike
off, bro.
Call back next week, bro.
Yeah, we got three minutes left on the show tonight.
And I'm
going to
make up good.
We always end it with some entertainment nonsense. So here we go. Celebration. Go ahead. You only got three minutes.
Yeah, you know, I got to get it because we do have some female listeners. And listening to y'all argue all night is not the tea. We got some tea to share with you. Like Janet Jackson coming back. Y'all like Janet, right? You remember Janet. She was Penny on
Love
Good Times.
Janet.
And then, you know. Remember Janet? Well, she was married to billionaire Issa Almana. He's worth over $1 billion, and they had a clause in their prenup that she had to be married to him for at least 10 months in order to get half. So she did that stint. She did that stint, and they had a beautiful baby boy together. You know, Janet is good for packing on pounds, and then they just magically disappear. Well, Janet is back, and she is totally snatched. She and her ex-husband are on good terms and they're negotiating their divorce, but she's here in the U.S., and she's getting ready to go on tour. So back in January, she was about 65 pounds heavier. It is now August, and she is slim, trim, and ready to get it in. So look out for Janet. She's going to resume that tour that she cut short because she was pregnant with their son that she gave birth to in January. A baby mama, baby daddy story that I'm sure we're interested in. Amber Rose and Wiz Khalifa, our favorite weed smoker. We were going to talk about the legalization of marijuana today, but we don't have enough time. We'll talk about it soon. We'll come back to it soon. But anyway, you know, Wiz Khalifa is a grower, by the way, and he's doing very well. But his mother is suing Amber Rose because Amber Rose blasted her for being a bad mother and saying that she didn't want her to be able to watch their 4-year-old son, Sebastian. So Wiz Khalifa's mother has his baby mama in court on a defamation charge. They're going back and forth. Shots fired. Oh, here's another thing about shots fired. We said we were going to talk about Trina and her bout last night. Woo! Did you catch the Diamond Princess? She snapped.
Yes, she did.
Hey,
she did.
Trina snapped. She snapped. She's not having it. Y'all not going to play with Miss Trina. You going to put some respect on her name. She not having it in the city of MIA. She said, they don't even know you, boo. Everything you say because I said it first. Oh, she read them for filth. I got to give Trina a round of applause for that legendary epic read that she gave those little dusty-looking crumb snatches on Facebook Live trying to blast the Diamond Princess. She wasn't having it. She snapped and she let them know. So kudos to you, Miss Trina. You did that. Tap not ready with the round of applause, but I'll give it to you myself. Yes, Miss Trina, you read them for sure.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. You let
yes,
them know.
Yes, you was, man.
If you didn't see it, I'm sure you can catch it on Facebook. It's floating. You know, it's on TMZ. It's all over the internet. You know, I don't talk about people's business. I just look at stuff on the internet, and, you know, I talk about stuff that's already been published, like your boy Usher and his STD burnation situation where he's letting it burn for the people and everybody want to sue him. You saw Big Mama Tanisha Sharpton?
Yeah.
Who came out
yeah.
stating that she had gotten burntis from the Usher Raymond. Well, those were lies. All of this stuff are vicious lies. I'm reading in the news that, you know, Usher sat back. He let them say their piece and do their thing. But Usher let them know, first of all, I don't even have herpes, number one. Number two, that check you saw, yeah, that was the check I paid her to babysit. And number three, y'all not going to come for me. I'm going to come for you. So he has a reverse case going on. He's about to let all those accusers know that you can't play with the U-S-H-E-R-R-A. Y-M-O-N-D? Yeah, he ain't having it. So, yeah. Did I spell it wrong? Sometimes I, you know. But y'all know the song. But anyway, that's my little spill on the entertainment front. It was lots of little juicy news, but the boys carried on so long, you know.
That's right. That's how we do it. Hey, guys, listen up.
That's
all right. We'll be back next Thursday at the same time. It's 8:30. We had to move it up. In order to get Cornell back because he, you know, his contract states he got to start at 8:30. So we'll be back next Thursday at 8:30. Please make sure you tune in to us. It's at www.blogtalkradio.com/speakon11. That's every Thursday night at 8:30. And as always, make sure you please call in at 929-477-3686. Great show tonight.
Great show
everybody.
Tonight.
Give us some going out music like Cornell already gone. So I just want to say to everybody that listened tonight, thank you very much for listening
one
and calling
time.
In. And I just want to say peace. Later.
Yeah.
All right, y'all. See y'all next week.
Yeah. Yo, all I need is